This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Resource Center. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu, and it's also time for Marketing Mojo. Now, Prasarana will be the first transit operator in ASEAN to embark on a naming rights exercise. They'll see the transformation of selected stations in Kuala Lumpur to provide commuters with a better experience. The launch of this naming rights exercise will also be the beginning of a new platform for brands and companies to engage consumers in an innovative way, and is part of Prasarana's continued efforts to bring improvements to the capital's rail transportation landscape. Now, they've tied up with Big Tree and FAR Partnerships, and I'm here with the founder of FAR Partnerships, Marcus Wright, and we'll talk a little bit about the partnership a little later. But this whole concept of naming rights, do explain.
Well, traditionally everyone thinks of naming rights in relation to sports properties, particularly out in America, where there's probably over 100 stadiums that have been named after brands. And it started off with companies wanting to be able to afford the building of the stadium, and in return they were able to get TV exposure because they had lots of matches on television, and also hospitality and ticketing opportunities. What we found in more recent years is that brands are looking not only to gain the media exposure, but also wanting to show that they're putting something back into the community. So it's moved not just from sports properties, but towards public properties and things like stations, where brands are able to show that they want to not only reach a big audience because they travel on the transport networks, but also show that they're concerned about making it a better experience for them.
Okay, so I mean, when you think about naming rights, how is this different from standard advertising and sponsorship deals?
I think normally when you do standard advertising, you're buying a certain space, whether it's a poster site or a 30-second TV commercial, and you can put whatever content you want to put into that particular space. You can pick the prettiest girl, you can choose the nicest venue. When it comes to naming rights or sponsorship, it's much more about a partnership and an association with that particular property. And so you have to work that little bit harder to get your message across and to show why you're doing it. And that's the key, really. This is about something where, in order for these partnerships to last over a long period of time, it has to benefit the rights holder, in this case Prasarana. They're looking for increased revenue, because if they have more revenue, then they're able to put on a better service and to plow money back into the system. The rights holder wants to get its message across, and that message is that it cares. It cares about the people in Kuala Lumpur, and for the commuters, they have to see a reason. They have to understand why that company is getting involved in this, and they have to see a real benefit from that association.
Right. Okay. How did this partnership happen, Prasarana, Big Tree, and yourself?
So it's taken about a year. So it's taken a fair amount of time. Big Tree are vital because they've worked with Prasarana for over 15 years selling the advertising. And obviously a key part of the partnership naming rights is that the brands can tell their story. In order to tell their story, they have to be visible. So a large percentage of the advertising rights includes Big Tree's inventory at the station. So we've worked very hard with Big Tree to incorporate all of that advertising. And then we've worked with Prasarana to be able to tell the story. It's a combination of advertising rights and the use of Prasarana's the story behind why a brand can help improve the transport system. It's probably best explained with an example. If someone is visiting a station and it's named by a telco company, and that telco company enables them to get access to Wi-Fi, for example, that's a real benefit to them on their experience of going to the station. And therefore, you know, obviously the telco is getting the chance to show its product to an audience, a captive audience. The consumer, the traveler, commuter is getting a much better experience. Prasarana is generating revenue from the deal, and it's also benefiting from the fact that it's a better experience. Again, they want more people to want to travel on the network. As soon as that experience becomes better, that will encourage more people to do it.
Right. You know, there were a couple of brands on the monorail before, and is this different? So there's a lot more interaction going on with what you've got planned for these stations.
Yeah, I think it's much more about a long-term partnership. That when we announce and go to market next week, there will be three stations involved, but there'll be a minimum term of 3 years. And And we hope, you know, that the types of deals that have been done around the world, often these are 5 and 10 year deals. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if a brand is to get involved, it needs that length of time to be able to pass on its story and explain why it's helping. So I think it's much more than tactical advertising to push a particular product over a short time period.
Mm. Okay, so you've got 3 stations, University, Bangsa and Bukit Bintang, and this will be an open tender next week.
Yes, and we've chosen those 3 stations because hopefully each of them has a different type of audience. So University is very much aimed at the youth, the young market. Bangsa is a more affluent upmarket, and Bukit Bintang is more a general mass market. So that hopefully those different audiences will appeal to different brands, and each of those brands will have a different story that they can tell by being involved with that particular station.
Right. And why not in every station?
Because I think that there can be too much.
It'll be a great ride.
You know, the beauty of these programs is that the exclusivity of it. You know, we want to have one particular telco or one particular bank or credit card or whatever it might be, because they can then tell their story just like a brand's associated with the Olympics or a certain sports properties. They have the right to use this platform. Again, I come back to Kuala Lumpur has a target to be a top 20 international city by 2020. Most people will realize that in order to be a top city, you have to have a transport system that works. And in order, because without people being able to get to work, without people being able to go out at night and entertain, there just comes a point where the city doesn't function. And so we want these brands to be able to use the logo we've created, to be able to say that they are contributing. They are part of the process of making Kuala Lumpur a great city by making its transport system as best it can be.
Right. You know, I guess over the years that you've done this as well, I'm sure there's some myths that need to be debunked or some obstacles, and you've probably seen them all. But what are some of the usual concerns around marketers? Because it's a whole, I guess it's a new platform for them. What sort of apprehensions do you see?
Well, I think it's like with anything, isn't it? This will be the first time it's been done in Southeast Asia. So that has positives and negatives. We can't say here's a great case study and here's how it worked, but I think more and more people are looking for that new opportunity. And again, you know, when we're looking for the companies, a factor will be the amount of money that they're willing to pay to name the station, but as important will be this idea of how they can actually really make a difference. And I think go back to the point about when someone buys conventional advertising, they're in total control of that space. They can run the perfect 30-second advert. They can say exactly what they want on that poster site. Here, this is real life, you know. Things happen at that station. Things will happen with commuters. It won't always be rosy. But you have to come back to the point, if it's not rosy, are we not going to have a transport system? Are we going to stop doing it? Of course not. Yeah. So we have to try and make it as good and as better as we possibly can. And the belief is that those brands that are trying to make it better and contributing to make it better, consumers will realize that and will benefit and see the benefit of being in association with those brands.
All right. And we'll talk a little bit some of the success stories that you've had outside of ASEAN, because this will be the first in just a moment. I'm here with Marcus White, founder of FAR Partnerships. It's Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Bemused football managers, BFM 89.9.
It's Resource Center. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. It's also Marketing Mojo today. I'm here with Marcus White, founder of FAR Partnerships. They're working together with Prasarana Big Tree, and Prasarana will be the first transit operator in ASEAN to embark on a naming rights exercise that will see the transformation of selected stations in KL. I think they're starting off with University, Bangsa, and Bukit Bintang. Yeah. So, you know, we're talking about examples of how this is not just advertising at a station, but there's a lot more interaction going on. You know, what are some examples that you've seen done successfully, you know, with work that you've done overseas?
So, for example, Vodafone sponsored a station in Madrid and Rome in 2013. And we were mentioning earlier about installing Wi-Fi. They had a really clever idea where they were looking to promote their 4G service. So they had rather than an escalator, they had a slide which allowed children to get down the steps much quicker. And that, again, it was a fun experiential idea that created buzz. So that's one example. Another one that comes to mind is in the UK, for example, Diageo were looking to promote responsible drinking. And so they provided free travel on the underground after New Year's Eve. So the idea that people could get home safely, drink responsibly. So that was the theme and the story behind their involvement in the transport system.
Well, other than the train, you don't need to drink responsibly.
No, but hopefully people will not drive, which is one message that they were keen to get across.
All right. You know, I'm just, you know, paint me a picture. Let's say, are there particular customers or particular brands that you're targeting for this?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously there are the major categories, and then in those categories, it depends very much on what that brand's doing already. But if you were a Samsung, for example, or a technology company, we'd like you to showcase, you know, that there are things happening now, whether it's 3D TVs, etc., latest things. But imagine if you're able at the station to provide that entertainment to people when they've got that 3 or 5 minute dwell time, and they use that as the station as a platform to bring that to life. Or if they're sponsoring a particular station and they give lucky contestants the chance to win prizes and inventory, and if they're a sponsor of a local sports team, can you imagine a contestant winning the chance for their child, rather than a normal trip to school, they get a chance to have a famous sports person take them to school. So again, brands are very good at painting stories, bringing things to life, and we want them to do that. We want them to bring to life that commuter journey.
Right. So it'd be a case of, even though it's going to be an open tender, it's not just someone who's got the money, but it's like, what are you going to do to enhance this place, the station?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in simple terms, there are two criteria. One is to raise revenue, and that revenue is to go back into improving the service. And the second one is to make it a better experience, to encourage people. I think there's a target set of trying to get 25% of all the journeys in Kuala Lumpur on public transport. And, you know, we need to these stories and the brands talking about it and explaining it, hopefully, will entice more people to try the network.
Okay, so this is open for tender next week, and decisions will be made by?
So the tender goes out next week, and then there's a two-month period during which Big Tree, FAR Partnerships and Prasarana will talk with interested companies, engage as much as possible, hopefully bring out what they think they can bring to the party, and then they will submit their offers in the middle of September. Again, there'll be a group made up of Prasarana, Big Tree and FAR that will consider those offers, because it won't be as straightforward as who's paid the most amount of money, and then look to announce the winners and have the official opening of those stations, so in December, because it will take a couple of months to obviously pull it all together and everything, and then have the unveiling towards the end of the year in December.
Right. In time for Christmas.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Marcus White, founder of FAR Partnerships. Talk about how you can have your name on a piece of KL. This is Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.